Now, we know that the Texas Regional Office has been up and running for just about a year now. I think the anniversary is November 9th. Could you take a few minutes and describe the state of the office and outline for us your current priorities and agenda?
Sure. And, of course, my iPad with my notes just went off. All right. Thank you, everybody, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here. I am very glad to be here, and I just noticed that it is raining or pouring down rain outside. So thank you for joining us, and thank you, David. I'm going to start with a general overview of the USPTO in general, so then you can get a little bit of a perspective of where we sit with the Texas Regional Office. We just finished the fiscal year on September 30th, and as of that time frame, we had about 12,700 employees altogether. And out of those 12,700, we have 8,300 patent examiners and 306 new patent examiners. We had 505 trademark examiners, and out of that core, we had 53% who are minorities, 25% who are under 35 years of age, and 36% of them are female. Half, about 6,000 of our employees are on full-time telework. So they work outside of the office, and they do not go on site since they are full-time. In the last fiscal year, we had about 106,000 patents issued. So, and then our average pendency for first action when the examiners issue our first office action is currently at about 16.2 months. Our current patent backlog is down from last year, although not much. It is down to 538,000.